legions. In 1713, the population of Acadia was approximately 1,800. The people were predominantly Catholic and they were farmers. The English King, George I, was neither. He was a Protestant and an ugly rich noble dude. George I demanded that the Acadians swear allegiance to him. In reality, the Acadians were being asked to do more than just swear loyalty. They were also being asked to renounce their connections to the French king and the Pope in Rome. Now, perhaps the French could have been convinced to break ties with Louis XV, but the request to sever all ties to Rome was completely unacceptable. Bishops were appointed directly by Rome. If the connection to Rome were severed, who would appoint a new bishop, and by extension, who would appoint new priests for the colony? Because in reality, the way it worked was bishops appointed priests, and the Pope and the cardinals and so on appoint bishops. You sever the tie with Rome, you basically quit being Catholic, is what happens. So the Acadians were a religious and pastoral people. The Pope was the head of their religious life. To renounce the Pope would be tantamount to renouncing their faith in God. Therefore, the English had to content themselves with the status quo. Moreover, the oath might not have been necessary anyways. There was still an outside chance the Acadians were going to be expelled. Truthfully, the English were really in no position, at least in 1713, to force the French to take an oath. I say this for three simple reasons. Firstly, without the French, the colony would die as there were too few English settlers in the region. Secondly, the English that did live in Acadia depended heavily upon the farming of the French for survival. And lastly, the English settlers that were there would have been at the mercy of the Mi'kmaq had the French been forced to leave. By 1718, it had become clear to both English and French that there was not going to be any expulsion order. The colony had proven itself to be too valuable to disrupt. Therefore, the English again demanded the Acadians take an oath of allegiance to George I. For their part, the Acadians approached the English governor with the following petition.
Today, it appears that we are being forced either to take the oath of allegiance or to leave the country. We are unable to do either. We are determined never to take the oath because we are the good and true subjects of the very Christian King of France. And we cannot give this up without appropriate conditions which were promised by the Court of France and were always refused by the Court of England. As our current position is very difficult, we beg you to honor us with your generous counsel.
The Acadians got away without having to sign the oath again.